Well, it's been 8 years since the Great Recession, but older workers haven't completely recovered despite signs of boom times. They're still having trouble finding work. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna has more.
If you look at Rebecca Crimmins' resume, it looks solid. It shows decades of experience in management in the financial and marketing industry. She's had no trouble finding a job. Recruiters often approached her, or she was able to get leads through her professional network. She recalls one job interview where she didn't have to go through a multi-step process like you would today.
That just doesn't happen much anymore. I mean, she was literally basing her decision on someone who had given her this reference about my work and decided basically to hire me on the spot.
Crimmins worked for that company for 14 years. Then she moved on to a startup. In 2014, that business lost its funding and folded. Crimmins was out of work at age 59. She reached out to her professional network again. She got interviews, but this time there were no job offers.
My network would be very surprised because from their point of view, I had all of the skills, etc., for the position.
Crimmins had a hard time bouncing back. It wasn't just the financial struggle. She was dealing with personal losses, too.
My mom died. I got cancer. I was out of work. I was, you know, oh, wow, this is pretty dramatic.
Rebecca Crimmins is not alone. The number of mature workers looking for work is high, and the challenges they face are different compared to those who are new to the job market.
How many of you have a LinkedIn profile?
A few hands went up.
Yay! And some of us...
Twice a week, the WorkSource office in Redmond offers a class on using LinkedIn. The class is always filled. People usually come in 2 hours in advance hoping to get a spot.
And everyone's using it. People over 50, people over 60, we're all using it.
A lot of mature job seekers come here for resources, training, and learning new ways to find jobs.
Perhaps someone has never done a Skype interview before. Perhaps someone's never done a videotaped or an electronic resume even. So that's where our WorkSource system comes into play.
Marlena Sessions is CEO of Workforce Development Council of Seattle King County, a resource for people who are unemployed.
The Great Recession did sort of a flip to this particular population.
She says mature workers with more experience and skills were able to get some jobs during the recession.
They weren't necessarily great positions. Sometimes it was survival jobs, but in fact, they did get some of those two and three part-time jobs during the recession.
Younger adults, on the other hand, were left out. But in recent years, Sessions noticed a flip in that trend.
Last year, even though the economy is booming, we saw about 70,000 non-duplicated count individuals. Almost 25% of those were over the age of 55.
Sessions has a couple of theories about this. She thinks that after the recession, many older adults let go of one or more of the jobs that kept them afloat. Some found it was a premature move, but when they tried to return to the workforce again, it was tough. By then, the market had changed. Employers started to look at a broader talent pool, including younger workers. For Rebecca Crimmins, the job search became a 2-year journey. In February, she was hired by a credit union as a financial assistant.
It's really been, as I've said, you know, a very kind of surprising process, one that I really didn't anticipate would take as long as it did. Kind of lead me to this place that I am now. I feel very hopeful and very lucky that I am where I am.
Crimmins says early retirement wasn't an option. Her retirement took a hit during the 2 years, and she's still paying off her medical bills. But even without the financial consideration, she says she can't imagine not working.
Because I like to work. I enjoy being with people. In the long run, it's really, for me, about being of service.
Crimmins says she sees herself working for another 5 to 7 years, maybe longer. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.